On Mondays, the Business Report focuses on technology. There's a war going on between free email programs. America Online joined the contest last week. It's launching a new ad-supported email service, and you do not have to be a member to use it. The company's been losing paid subscribers since 2002 here in the United States, when it reached its peak of 27 million. To talk about AOL's plan to compete with companies like Yahoo, Microsoft, and Google, we've brought in David Pogue, as we sometimes do. He is the technology columnist at the New York Times. David, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So AOL's trying to move into this market or get a bigger share of this market. What are the implications of that?
Well, what's interesting is that these are all webmail accounts. People may have heard of Yahoo and Hotmail, where you can sign up and have an email address that you can check from any computer in the world just by going to a website. America Online has never had something like that except for the paid subscribers. So what they're announcing is extra interesting because of the amount of email storage they are offering. 2 gigabytes of storage for email. This is like having a little hard drive out there on the internet, just like Google began last year with their own Gmail service, offering now up to 2.2 gigabytes. You just don't worry anymore about losing mail or bouncing mail because your mailbox is full. It won't get full with that much space.
The idea is that you can save all your spam forever.
Well, actually, in this case, no, because America Online has impressed the analysts with just how many services they're going to apply, like antivirus, anti-spam. They're going to bring all their technology to bear on making these free webmail accounts stay clean.
We've said free a couple of times. What are the companies getting out of this?
Ads. I tried the beta last night, the testing version, and boy, there are big, colorful ads on every single screen. They have concluded that this webmail service is a good idea because it's a way for them to make money off of non-AOL members. That's what's interesting. This service will be offered only to people who are not America Online members. So they don't see it as a way of cannibalizing their paid subscribers. They see it as a way of getting money from people who aren't subscribers.
I'm curious, are any of these companies looking at your, well, at the contents of your emails or who you send them to, anything like that, and using that to influence the ads you see?
This was one of the most controversial aspects of Google's Gmail service. Its ads are not big, bright, and blinky. They're subtle and text only and in a tiny font and way off to the right. But what people went crazy over is that the ads there are, in fact, determined by the contents of the inbound message you're reading. So if you, Steve, email me and say, "Did you see the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy movie?" I'll see ads off to the right for local theaters showing that movie. And it creeps people out that Google's computers are actually studying your inbound messages and looking for keywords. As far as we know, America Online will not be using that software-based scanning, but instead will blast the same ads to everybody.
In terms of the business implications, AOL has been seen as a company of the past, in a sense, this great business model that made a lot of money and now seems to be receding. Is this a move by AOL to stay alive in the long term?
That's absolutely right. It's a very brave move. It could backfire in a big way. People could say, why should I sign up for AOL and pay for it if I can have all the good features of its email service for free? On the other hand, it could work out the way AOL intends, which is to bring 20 million more members into the America Online fold, even if the only money they're getting is by showing them ads.
Do you use any of these free email services?
I do. I'm a Gmail nut. I'm not creeped out at all by the computer analyzing my email. Maybe it's because my email isn't interesting enough for Big Brother to get a chuckle out of.
David Pogue is technology columnist at the New York Times. David, thanks.
Thank you.